Welcome to the 9th episode of The Punsters. In today's episode, we have the very funny Jamie Gamblin. Today's topics include the swap meet, Jake's fashion sense, impressions, and the word cunt. So I hope you guys enjoyed this.
Accurate. You knew what this was going to be.
Yeah, I did, yeah. Well, I mean, the way that we decided that you were going to be on the show was you said, have me on your podcast, asshole.
Yes, I recall this, yes. Okay. This wasn't just me being like, hey, bro, you got a podcast, let me be on it. You had mentioned weeks ago at the palace, mm-hmm. You were like, hey, would you want to be on a...
Wait, but who said it first?
He said, I didn't even know you had a podcast.
Yeah, no, like
so
a month ago.
So you were bragging
probably.
About your podcast? To Jamie, Jake.
Do you think asking someone, hey, do you want to do the podcast sometime, does that count as bragging?
Like, Jamie, let me tell you, I got this podcast, fucking great. Mm-hmm. You can never be on, well, you know what, do you want to be on?
That is, yes. That's verbatim.
Are you using the podcast like a puppy? Like,
yeah.
To pick up women?
Yeah.
You got these sweet bitches.
Yeah, well, I mean, of every female comic in San Diego, I've had this conversation with, so it's basically just you and Jessica.
Oh,
okay.
That's it. There it is.
There's not that many female comics in San Diego.
No, there are. I mean, I keep like discovering them because I think I'll see a female and I think that she's just doing some one-off thing because I've never seen her anywhere else. But then there was a girl at Winston's yesterday and a couple others.
What was the girl at Winston's name?
You can't expect me to.
You're right. I
she
forgot
was
who
funny.
I was talking to.
Yeah. Okay. Oh yeah, you know that I can't. Oh Kevin.
Yeah.
Kevin, you should know.
So would you say we need more female comics?
Well, it makes it easier for me if we don't.
Oh,
wow. That's where I was going to say.
Yeah. That's my New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we should talk about that.
Okay.
I feel like we just did. All right, let's move on.
Yeah,
so, yeah, you are going to do stand-up for the first time ever in your life? Soon.
Soon, yeah.
Soonish.
Soon. I got like six jokes.
Yeah.
That's plenty.
That's a start.
Yeah.
Probably
I have
more
like
than I had.
Six right now, so you're doing pretty good.
Where do you want to do it?
I don't know. I think ACC seems a little too, like, that's too much pressure,
yeah.
I think. But I'm really not sure.
I say the Palace.
Yeah, that's where I, yeah.
But I can't, because it's the same day as my acting class.
Maybe
and
the Madhouse?
Maybe she shouldn't do it then.
Oh,
yeah. It sounds like Jesus doesn't want you to do stand-up.
It sounds like everything's against me. Yeah. I don't know.
The Madhouse? When's the Madhouse? They have
Monday and Sunday. Sunday.
Oh, they have Sundays.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Oh, well, then I could do it.
Yeah, there you go.
I've never done it.
We'll see.
Yeah.
You've never done it at the Madhouse before?
No.
Oh.
That just sounded weird. That was phrased oddly.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I was told that there would be... This isn't... I want this to be more like Burner and Calloway's Sex Fest podcast, you know? That's what I was told this would be.
Well, Jake does come off creepy, so I could see why you thought that.
I don't think... Was that what you meant when you said that? Because that was just came out of left field to me.
Yep, that'll do that.
Are you mad that we're not more structured?
No, not at all. It's terrifying. And Jimmy and... this is going to come off as an insult. Jimmy and Jeffrey are super clever and, like, on their shit, and you're all basically...
right.
You know.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
Men.
I agree.
I barely put together a sentence most of the time. We, so.
Look at you. Like, you just, I'm so proud.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Raul and I did Burner and Calloway's podcast and was like, man, I'm so glad that I don't do it with them every week because I would just feel
so stressful.
Yeah. You're just like, oh God, you know, especially for me because I'm not clever on my feet, so it's hard. But. Okay,
the,
whatever.
The
fuck
you. Self-pity is
I
just...
think you need...
Oh, man.
You guys, everyone say something nice about me right now, because I... No.
I think you need to go to therapy.
That sounded very supportive and very nice.
Yeah,
so
that's one down.
That counts
Jamie.
For all of us.
Do I? I wasn't told that I'm not very good on my feet. You
no,
know,
this is why we invited you on the podcast. I just wanted you
to
compliment
the role. Sometimes you show up not more than an hour late.
Oh, that's
that's true. That happens sometimes.
Not,
does
not
that
today.
Work? Is that acceptable?
Yeah, I mean, today was not that day.
It has happened in the past.
Yeah,
you've been
less
than an hour late.
You guys, I went to the swap meet today, all right?
What? Is that stressful for you?
Yes.
Walking?
No, okay.
What time was the swap meet? Just
we
just
got
so
there
clear.
At 4 a.m. before.
Okay.
What?
So, what? So that made you late to a podcast 13 yes. hours later.
Yeah, it's hard, all right.
Where were you? So, you were selling things?
No, we were selling things, yeah, yeah. My brother, like, started a video game business or whatever, and so he's selling shit, and you have to be there at 4 a.m. Yeah, you're not Hispanic. You've never sold a single thing in the swap meet. That's how it works. You have to be there at fucking 4 a.m.
I would rather be poor than trying to sell something at 4 a.m.
Well, it's funny you say that because Rural's already poor.
So. Yeah, I'm doing both. So I'm poor and I'm at the swap meet. So my brother, you know, started his business and we sold... He made, well, I don't know if that's a good idea to say this.
Why not?
Well, he made like $500 today. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so it worked out pretty well.
For him?
Yeah, for him. I made nothing of that.
Did he pay you to be there?
No, he's just like, come with me. And I'm like, all right. But that's fine. I mean, okay. That's how we...
When was the last time anybody else woke up at 4 a.m. for free?
Yeah,
anybody?
That's true.
Never? Yeah. Yeah. I don't go fishing or shit like that because...
Fishing is terrible. Only activity you can think of that you have to wake up early for? Have you never had a job, Jake Dangerian?
I mean, I have to wake up at 6 for my current job, but they pay me.
That's it? Bitch, I was somewhere at 4 a.m. today.
Yeah, once.
Just today. Then.
One time. Never going to happen again.
And then I got home like at 2 and I was like, I'm going to take like a little hour nap and then I'll be there. And then I fucking woke up like at 5:30. I'm like, God damn it.
Don't you have an alarm on your phone?
My phone's was dead and then I was charging it. So.
Okay, this is the flimsiest possible excuse. Yeah, there was no way for me to...
I actually have like... You know, I have an external alarm other than my phone. I just forgot. I just assumed I was going to wake up an hour later.
Because you're dumb.
Yeah. No, that's
sure.
That's a fair explanation.
We could take away that.
Yeah.
That was a very straightforward insult. I appreciated that.
Yeah, it's not always worth it to be clever.
Because you're dumb. Because you're an idiot.
I like to be a little understanding when I'm told, oh, well, it's because you're a dumb person.
So, aside from my New Year's resolution to get on stage, did anybody else make a resolution?
Let's ask Jamie first.
No, I did not. For years now, it's been to... My best friend has an older brother named Steve, who I refer to as Steve, who is so bashful and, like, quiet and reserved that my New Year's resolution has been to hit on Steve more. and he just chuckles, and he's, like, 6'4", 6'5", just this, like, lumbering and beautiful man, if you're listening, Steve. the quality of my pickup lines are basically... I remember this one fondly. Hey, Steve... That shirt really brings out the sexy in your face. And, so that's...
Did he go for that?
No. I mean, we have tentative marriage plans, but you know how those go.
Right.
So, sure.
Yeah.
Is he aware and on board with them?
Oh, well, if he really is, then I'm concerned, except you're beautiful, Steve, and I'll always love you. I figured I'd marry into their family, have them surrogate me. They've got their shit together, so,
You want to marry into a more functional family than the one you came from?
I don't know if they're more functional. My family's pretty functional. I don't know. Just, you know, let me... Steve's a big, beautiful man. I just thought, you know, everybody...
You want to have this big, beautiful baby.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, that sounds so foul. Oh, I like, ugh. Big, not about Steve, but having... First off, having babies just makes me want to vomit. And then having big,
beautiful
babies. I mean, it's better than big, ugly babies, for sure.
You
want
some BBBs?
SWF, looking for BBBs. Put an ad up on Craigslist, because that's how babies are made. Craigslist.
You want to drink some B-cubed? Yeah.
B-cubed?
Barbecue?
Barbecue's delicious.
We're just free associating thought. At this point. Yeah. Yes. Barbecue. Meat. I'm a vegetarian. Have I mentioned that? Oh, man.
I always forget that you're vegetarian. Let's share some recipes sometime.
Okay.
Okay.
Have you had a banana?
I hate bananas, actually. I hate most fruits.
Oh.
Most fruits and a lot of vegetables. But it works out.
Yeah. Is that true? You hate most vegetables?
Yeah, I'd say half. A good half of them.
I had a date for the first time. Like, the fruit, the date.
Whatever you want to tell yourself.
The first time ever. Yeah, yeah. That was not... Although, you know what? It was frozen, so...
What?
I had a frozen date. Frozen? I ate a frozen date today.
As
the first
it was
time.
Did you wait for it to thaw, or you ate it?
No, I don't have time for that shit.
Okay.
I just grab it out of the freezer and, like... What? Guess I'm doing this.
It's a fruit. It's not going. Why? Like, you're like, well, today is the day. God damn it, Jake.
No, I just I don't have time for that. Okay. I'm busy.
You got to get to the podcast.
I got to get to the podcast on time.
Unlike everyone else.
Your mistake.
Everyone else.
Yeah. Any other resolutions you made, Raul?
Well, I said quit smoking, but that hasn't really happened. But I have smoked less, so that's a start.
There you go.
Yeah.
We are 4 days. By the way, 4 days into you being terribly sick.
Yeah.
And resolving to quit smoking, and that's still not enough for you to stop smoking.
Well, you know, I'll get there someday. Let's have hope, Jake.
I believe in you.
Yeah.
You know what? He went to the swap meet this morning, so he's got a lot on his plate.
Yeah, come on, dude.
Right, you gotta smoke.
I don't want to overload you.
Cut me some slack, all right? I was at the swap meet.
Not getting paid.
I think you've mentioned that.
What else? I'm gonna try to starting today. Technically, I am.
Be more
I'm
concise.
Officially...
Is that
what? What?
I'm sorry. Oh, no. You're a beautiful Hispanic man.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know what I think would be fun?
What?
If we all told Jake what New Year's resolutions he should make.
Oh,
it sounds highly offensive. Let's do it.
Yes.
Yeah, I have none. So
okay.
We could start with that shirt, I think, would be.
Oh, I was going to say something about the pants.
Oh.
So.
The socks are pretty bad, too. You want to get them?
They should be, they should be black. Yeah. I'm not wearing black socks, but this isn't about
you
me.
You had some sweet pants earlier. Some sweet, sweet pants.
Like sweet pants. Jake, yeah, sweet pants, D'Sharon.
That was my nickname. Yeah. If I was going to be a professional wrestler, that would have been.
Or prostitute.
Sure.
What you doing, sweet pants?
Is that one of your new shirts?
This was a gift.
Oh.
Okay.
I think you should drop whatever family member gave you that. Just decide to. Hey, we need to see other family members.
It's like from his ailing grandmother, and she remembered, like, she has Alzheimer's, and the last thing she remembered was he was 4, and he was really into The Flash. So she, like, gave him this loving, beautiful gift, and we're just like, that's fucking terrible. You need to get rid of that immediately.
Well, I had to wear it some, like, if somebody gives you a gift, they have to see you wearing it.
Yeah, no, they don't.
Oh, well, I mean, if you, like, if you love them.
If you're not a soulless bitch, then,
well.
I've just met you, and here we are. I'm so. I always do this. Oh
no!
God.
Oh no! I'm not offended. No, it's like you see the real.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
It's funny because
just made an
true.
Accurate assessment. Yeah. I don't think that's mean at all.
All my favorite people are assholes and bitches. So
mm-hmm. Mine too. I was excited to have you on because I thought that you would fit in.
Baby.
Maybe you guys would get along great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Best friends.
Mostly what? Bonding over making fun of me. I feel like most of the time. Not today, but most days when I'm thinking about what I'm going to wear, I'm like, what?
You put thought into it.
That well, is, yeah. I'm surprised on that front.
I figured it was just like a Russian roulette in your
he just spins it. Around.
Yeah, just spin, or like something. Not
Russian
enough.
Roulette.
Yes.
Yeah, that shirt's the bullet.
You fucking lost, bro.
Normally, all I do is like, what can I wear that's going to avoid a conversation with people.
Well,
this is sad.
That's what
on
we've
a
been
lot
talking about for
levels.
10 minutes now. So you lost.
Yeah, I know. I've noticed. I've been here the whole time. Obviously, I didn't do that today. But normally, I'm like, fuck. I don't because I don't care about the shirts that I'm wearing or the pants that I'm wearing.
That much
clearly.
Is obvious. Yes.
All right.
Oh,
well,
you just,
I don't
you get
understand.
This hurt look in your eyes.
Your thought is if you wear something to what that someone is going to talk about what you're wearing.
Attractive?
Yeah, that's what I don't get.
Fuck
you. Who wanted this?
No. I don't think like, oh, if I wear this shirt, someone... It's like, I just want to put no effort into it and have no one comment
on it. So what you're saying is that you didn't put on the shirt and you were like, man, I'm going to get so much pussy today wearing this flesh.
That was not...
That was not the intention.
I wasn't like, this is... I'm fucking killing this.
That should be your goal every day. Yeah. That's my goal every day. I'm like, will this give me some
pussy.
Sweet ass? Mm-hmm. Yeah, can I touch some butts with this? That's... See these horse socks? That's what these are about. Mm. So black also. Black socks. Take notes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean... Mm-hmm. I don't.
Okay.
I have black socks, but I also have white socks.
Oh.
So
ooh, you're double dipping.
That's basically okay. That full story. I feel like Raul, you and I both wear jeans and a t-shirt.
That's
every
true.
Day.
We do.
You guys do dress similarly, but you're
it's
you're Jake.
Yeah, that's the difference.
But you feel like if you make fun of me, it's not going to affect me as much because I'm just like a better overall person, and this is all.
That's
he
true.
Knows.
If you made fun of me, I would cry.
Yeah, it would just destroy you.
I would kill myself.
Okay, now suddenly it's like, oh, yeah. Now I'm being a dick.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, you guys. You guys have a podcast. I'll
let's
just...
introduce each other.
Oh, okay.
Each other. What's... Yeah. This is Brittany. No. Welcome to the Punsters. What? We might as well. I just don't. Okay. My name's Raul Zambrano.
I'm Brittany Herzbrand.
I'm Jake Disher.
I'm Jamie Gamblin.
Nobody's done that before.
Oh no!
Yeah, no one's ever done
oh,
that.
Oh, I ruined. Well, I mean, you know, I'm a trendsetter, that's but true, so. It got quite. And yeah. Jake, you just seemed so sad. I was like, I'm gonna break that awkward silence.
Yeah.
So here we are. I'm a go-getter.
I was being sad for effect, and then nobody seemed.
Because
to...
we think you're actually a little sad. That's why I'm a little concerned. I worry sometimes. But I know my words cut deep. Sad.
Oh, that's sweet that you worry. Yeah, that's fine. You know, great.
As a single tear rolled down his cheek.
Yeah, podcast listeners can't hear that.
Oh, yeah, wait, you should introduce me, though, I feel right, like, so then it's not just like you're, I meandered in here and was like, hey, guys, I'm like, yes, no. That is essentially what happened, but...
That is basically the story. You called me an asshole, and then you were on the show. Yes. That's all it takes.
Yes.
If anybody else wants to be on the show, call me an asshole.
Boom.
But. 2 days later, you're on the show.
He's not used to being treated any differently, really.
No. It would just make him uncomfortable at this point.
Probably. No, he loves compliments, actually. Which is why I hate giving them to you, because every time I give you a compliment, you go like, oh, and then it makes me feel uncomfortable for having complimented you.
You're right.
Yeah. So anytime she compliments you, just be like, fuck you, bitch.
I told him
everything.
I told him that or just say, thank you, like a normal person.
Yeah, like a normal fucking person.
Well, you've met Jake, so you know that's not going to happen.
I'm trying to teach him.
Oh, man, I'm so quitting this show. This is... the final episode. I assume you were going to stop if I leave, right?
What?
You wouldn't have any headphones, so...
Oh, that's true.
Might as well cancel. That's your real...
That's why somebody's... I was like, who has headphones all the time?
I got headphones for Christmas.
Oh,
hey, me too. No, that's just... Yeah. Actually, if you could leave now, that would be best.
You're
taking up your time. Great. Can I get an introduction? I'm sorry.
We got some broad on here. I don't know.
Some broad. I'll take that. I haven't been called worse things, but let's pretend that I am because it makes me sound cooler.
You haven't been called worse than a broad?
No.
Really?
We need to change that. Like, I mean, I think somebody's called me like a bitch once, but I wasn't there for it. Or I would assume
she just
somebody.
Called you a bitch earlier.
But
in the show.
I didn't. Like,
I didn't. Okay.
I think it was intimated that I would, but no, like not really. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think so. Nobody's been like, you goddamn... I'm not going to...
Someone called me cunt once.
Ooh.
When we worked at the movie theater, but I thought it was really funny.
That's the best reaction.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
He was like, fuck you, you fucking cunt. And I was like, bye, have a great night.
I can only imagine that in a, like, what is it? Like, Manchester accent. Like, fuck you, you fucking cunt. You all go, mate. Like... Swami mom.
I think the English have a much different relationship with the word cunt than we do. It's much more fun, it seems like.
It's cheerful almost.
Right? It's a fun word to
like
say.
It's like sweet cheeks or baby cakes.
Yeah.
Right. People say it all the time.
That's a word you tell to your lover.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, come
let me
here,
get at
that
cunt.
What?
As in an anatomical sense, yes. Oh, Jesus. God damn it, Rule. Both of you can leave. Brittany and I will carry the show. Wait, we don't have anyone to make fun of, so never mind.
Yeah,
that's unfortunate.
Oh, then you turn on each other.
Yeah, that sounds terrible. I'm afraid. I don't want that. I can't take insults. I'm crushed like a cardboard box immediately.
That's your example of being crushed?
Yeah.
A cardboard box?
I actually do. Well,
I feel like you break down cardboard boxes.
Someone
break
them. Well, I step on them because I'm lazy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but how much room does that actually save? You got to cut them and then...
I don't want to do that.
We don't need to go over into this. This is not...
I feel like we should. This is a time-saving
how to break down cardboard boxes.
I'm just explaining what was in my head.
So are you saying you can dish it out, but you can't take it? That's the kind of person you are.
Can I dish-a-rain it out, but not take it?
Welcome to the
That barely makes sense. That is a stretch, but I stand by it.
I mean, I wasn't going to say anything, but I also wasn't going to.
Yeah.
But I did, so... Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody actually, like, really made fun of me in a bad... Like, I mean, like, people giving me shit, like, with that. Like, if somebody said that I had on some, like, French prostitute shirt, I'd be like, yeah, I guess it is. But if somebody was actually like, your face is terrible and no one will ever love you, I'd probably cry a little bit.
Same here.
Yeah.
Yeah. If somebody actually, yeah.
If they meant it.
Yeah. If they, yeah.
I'm a husk of a human being, so, you know.
This has definitely been the saddest episode we've ever done, I think, far and away.
Well, it's been fun for us where we're making fun of you, but I guess now it's taking a turn.
Yeah, well, no, once someone else's feelings are involved, then it's real.
Yeah.
It's just
me. Because yours aren't real. Is what this...
Right, no, that's where I was going with that.
Great.
Anyway. Mm-hmm.
Were you guys all at the same New Year's Eve party?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How was that? Anything exciting in New Year's Eve-y happen?
It was all right.
Midnight happened. We counted down.
Cool. Yeah.
I wish there was an interesting story, but really...
Yeah, I mean, I expected a shit show and it didn't happen. Yeah. I'm a little bummed about it.
I thought somebody was going to at least throw up or something. Nothing. People were just responsible adults drinking.
Yeah.
What's sad?
The most interesting thing was that, I mean, like, we walked in because we were expecting to be there at a certain time, so we walked in. And we're like, oh, it's going to be, you know, comics. We know it'll be fun. And we walked in and we knew nobody.
That was the early crowd.
Yeah. And like those, you know, there's three people that we know that live there that are all the hosts. None of them there.
Yep.
And so that was pretty weird. But other than that, I mean, then people start showing up later. I mean, that's the most interesting part of this.
Yes. Well, luckily we came with a group of people that we know.
Yeah.
Former guests of the... Friends of the show.
Yeah, friends of the show. What? You don't like that phrase?
No.
All right. Well.
But you could keep...
Just some dudes we know. Okay.
Friends of the show.
But yeah, if I had like gotten there late and been like alone or something, I would have just left immediately.
Oh yeah, for sure.
That would make me so uncomfortable. Even when I walk into parties and I know everyone, I'm like, should I be here? Like, fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I normally don't like parties, but that one was fun.
Yeah, it was cool.
I really wish we had a story.
There's nothing.
We've been talking about it for a while, and the story's just like, we went.
I feel like there's something that I could like almost make up or embellish, but I've got nothing.
I think Ryan Hicks stabbed somebody at that party.
But that's
like every day.
That is true.
So why?
Yeah.
Why bring that up?
Barely even need to mention it. What did you do on
New Year's?
You were not there with us. So.
No, I wasn't. I went to a party at a friend's house, and it wasn't that fun. I wish I would have stayed home.
Mm. Whoa, wanting to stay home more than it was that bad?
Okay.
Oh, it was just like pain in the ass or something?
No, so here's what happened.
Mm. You have an actual story.
Yeah.
Okay. Take notes, everyone. Okay. What the story is.
Yeah. So, I have a guy friend, and he's always very touchy, and it's, like, it doesn't bother me, but I don't like it.
You mean, like, physically touchy?
Yes.
Okay.
But, it's whatever.
It's fine.
It's okay. Mm-hmm. So he comes up to me, he's very drunk, and I'm very sober. And he says, hey, girl, have you ever been freaked against a Christmas tree?
Oh.
Yeah. My response being, what? Because.
Excellent choice.
Yeah. I don't fucking talk like that. I don't think
Because you're quick on your feet. You're like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. What?
I don't think I've
quicker
ever
than
been.
Me.
Little did I know what was about to happen to me.
Were you about to get freaked on a Christmas tree?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
He lifts me up. Like, picks me up, my legs are on either side of him, he starts freaking me against his fucking Christmas tree, and I'm hitting him to put me down, and he, like, well, like, this goes on for way longer than I thought. I thought he would put me down almost immediately. It was, like, a good 30 seconds, like, Mississippi 1, Mississippi 2,
So I'm hitting him. You know, a second. 30.
Yeah. Some people count faster than others. But
that's true.
So I'm hitting him to put me down, and everybody in the party's looking. And because why wouldn't you?
Because you've never seen.
Because a girl is getting freaked against the Christmas.
Okay, wait. As a graduate of a North County high school, I have no idea what freaking is. If you could explain that to the many three people listening.
It's basically.
Sorry, I don't know how to
come. I don't even. I can't. It happens so fast in my. I know it happens slowly, but anyways, it's so traumatizing that it's hard to remember. But he lift. I don't know.
There's like some weird thrust.
Yeah, basically humping me against this Christmas tree.
That poor tree. That is.
Yeah.
So
that's the real victim. Yeah.
Kind of. When he finally decides to put me down, he like drops me on the tree. The tree completely falls over all of the ornaments break, and then I fall, like, onto the tree. My legs are, like, in the air. My dress goes over my head.
That is truly horrible, and I'm so horrible. Sorry.
It was horrible. Yeah, and then I was like, why did I
welcome to 2014, bitch.
Yeah, why did I come out tonight? And then I was wearing lace, so all of the tree parts were stuck to me all night.
Well, at least you can say that now you have been freaked.
Yes, that might avoid the situation in the future.
When that comes up again.
Instead of saying what, I should have just said, yes, I have Angel. I didn't want to say his name.
By the way, okay, I just want to point out one thing. Angel has come up on the podcast one time before, and you said something about him, and I said, oh, that sounds creepy. And you're like, don't say that about him.
I did, well, yeah.
I kind of feel validated. I'm glad that happened.
It doesn't happen very often for Jake, so just have this one.
Yeah. Trying to insult this other guy, you're going to fucking turn it back on me. Yeah.
Just been no, you're right. I sold you your podcast now. I don't know. You might have plenty of listeners. I do feel bad about that. Because no. I feel like I treat this like I am a member of the war. I can just be like, ha. But I don't know. You guys.
You can.
Okay, well, I feel. I do. I have feelings. And I'm sorry.
But I just, like, it makes me really sad that as a girl, someone can pick me up whenever they want, and I have no control over it.
It's true. Yeah, you should work out.
Even if I worked out, there's nothing I would have been able to do to stop that.
True. Yeah. I'm so giant, like, people don't normally, like, they look at me and they just think, like, their limbs are going to, like, end up smacking something that, like, so I feel like I don't normally have to
do that.
Nobody's
probably tried to pick you up before, right?
How dare you? Actually, there's, I don't know if you're done with that story.
Oh, yeah. I'm
okay. Right. Oh, I'm fucking done with it. I was at the company Christmas party, my date, like, picked me up, which is, like, it's, like, cute and stuff, because, like, really, like, nobody really does that, because, and I tend to, like, go with, like, shorter guys, so they're not going to, like, sounds like a bad idea. It turned out this was a bad idea, too, because Christmas party has been drinking for a couple hours, me, like, pushed off of him, so I, like, topple, and, like, head hits the concrete, and I guess a couple, like, I work for a law firm, so, like, now in the, I'll be in the elevator, and I was talking about it, like, a week later, and this attorney was like, oh, yeah, I saw that whole thing happen. I was like, did you now, bitch? Yeah. Luckily, there weren't too many people outside, but that is a good example of why that isn't necessarily a good idea.
I don't think I've had too many experiences where I've been picked up, and it's worked out real great.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it's a bad idea to lift somebody else against their will.
Although, last weekend, when the Chargers made the playoffs, I was at that game. And
we all remember that.
Yeah, when we won, my friend lifted me up and spun me around, and everyone was cheering, and that was really great.
That's pretty cute.
It's a hard one.
Yeah.
I feel like you can now you're married.
You can only pick up your girlfriend. Like, picking up strangers, that's kind of risky and weird.
Well, I feel like every time you get picked up, that person who's picking you up is pretty much always drunk. And they're like, I'm going to pick her up.
Yeah,
and
then
more experience with this, to be fair. So I guess
they're
going to
drop you.
Well, it's one of those things that's never like a decision that someone plans. Like, you know what I should do? Nobody ever thinks that. It's just like, oh, this is happening. That's how you pick somebody up.
One day I'm going to pick you up, Jake.
Probably not going to happen.
I'll probably do it right now. That sounds like the best choice here.
Oh, I'm picking him up. Did it.
Yeah, theater of the mind. You lifted me up.
Yeah.
Over your head.
Yeah. My dick is very hard right now. So there's that. It's good for me. This podcast is going how I wanted it. Yeah. You're shaking your head so knowing it right now. Like, yeah, mine too, sweet cheeks. me too, cunt.
It's a nice term of endearment.
Mm-hmm. Cunt. I'm taking it back.
I'm bringing cunt back.
Yep.
I've said this before, but I really wish people, instead of saying, I'm going to get some pussy, I wish people would say, I'm going to get some cunt. Because I think it sounds way better.
I don't know.
It's a little too striking. Like,
does it sound weird and fucked up?
I feel like it sounds like you're going to acquire those parts. Yeah. Like you're going to acquire like a bag of cunts. Yeah. Far more. I don't know why that's where my mind goes, but, well, I know why, but, you know.
No, I wasn't thinking serial killer. I was when I hear a phrase like that, I think like Old West prostitute.
Cunt?
Yeah.
That's fair.
Cunt sounds more abrasive to me, so when I think of somebody wanting to get some cunt, I think of a very specific vagina, and it's like intimidating, and I don't know.
Specific, like you have a vagina in your mind that flashes?
No, I don't know. It's just,
I think of a certain type of woman that whose cunt might be a certain way.
Okay. All right.
I don't know.
We really opened up a can of worms with this word.
Could you not use that descriptor for...
opened
up a can of cunt.
What do you like to call the male genitalia?
I like dicks. I feel like dicks is a really solid classic. Yeah. I don't know.
And if you are trying to have sex with someone, do you just say like, oh...
Like the sexy term for it?
No, I mean, say you're telling your friend you had sex with a guy. Is that how you put it?
I got some dick.
I say I touched some butts.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I like butts.
I usually say we boned. I like that. Uh-huh. I don't know. For some reason, that's fun to me.
We fucked here. We fucked. Yeah, I don't know. I can't think of this now.
Yeah. If somebody ever used the term making love, like let's make love, I would die.
The Barry White starts playing. Some man with a gross mustache comes out of the closet. And he pops out of some crevice in the room. And then, I'm discovering so many things about myself today.
Yeah, I know what making love is, okay? You don't need to explain that to me.
Do we, Jake?
What?
I'm sorry, what?
That sounded like it made sense. Didn't. But I don't know if it did.
Okay.
The listeners can decide. So, we were talking about comedy earlier. Right?
That's so weird for a show with comics on it. Yeah. That's odd.
Yeah, I'm surprised we are able to talk about other things. It's not distracting at all, you guys. It's fine.
So, you like comedy?
Damn, really? Hey, little girl. You come here often? actually, I'm really bad about knowing stand-ups and like different like people will reference stuff, and I have no idea what they're talking about.
I don't think that's a bad thing, actually.
Well, because that's true of you as well.
I like a lot of stand-up, but I think you're not influenced by what other people are saying, or you might not make a joke similar to them and not realize. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't have to be like, oh crap, this is sort of like that one. I would take that positive spin on that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
New best friend. Sorry, Jake. You're out.
Really? Was he ever in?
Yeah.
No.
God, no. Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, are you guys done? Okay. So who were, like, your influences before you started doing comedy? Who inspired you to do comedy?
My comedy isn't really anything like hers very much, but Maria Bamford just blows me away. Yeah. And just how unique and odd and quirky and fucking clever she is and the voices and stuff. Mm-hmm. Which I'm still too anxious most of the time when I'm on stage to like I feel like to be the normal like weird like silly bullshit person that I am, so that's sort of just a like if I could get as like comfortable enough to do the weird stuff that she does, that'd be nice.
Yeah, no, she's one of those people that like there's nobody I've ever seen another comic be like, oh, that reminds me of Maria Bamford.
Yeah,
that's never happened. Mm-hmm. She's has such a unique voice.
Yeah,
that I think like yeah she's definitely. An inspiration to me. We've never actually talked about this. Who were the comics that inspired you?
Probably. I don't know. Like to start.
If you have to think about it this long, Roll
doesn't know when he is. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm just trying to buy time. Like Carrot Top. Carrot Top's a comic, right? Carrot Top. That's my pick.
Okay, that's. I can see his influence. So do you really not have an answer?
I mean, it's just hard. I just if the question is who made me want to go up the most, is Louis C.K. probably. But who probably influences me right now the most is probably a combination of like Jessel McBill Burr and Rory Scovel.
Rory
Scovel. Yeah.
Sometimes I do this stupid thing sometimes where I channel his cadence, and maybe that's not a bad thing, but I feel like it kind of helps me write a joke sometimes, because I'm like, you know, it's hard to decide whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, but sometimes I'm writing a joke, and I'm like, boom, like, this is how Rory would do it, in a sense, and so
you would have to really control yourself to say that that's hacking him or anything.
Right.
Yeah. I think you're fine.
Yeah.
I would have never guessed, like, oh, you know who you remind me of?
Rory Scovel. Yeah, I mean, I you know, but it's just, it clicks in my head sometimes.
Yeah, timing and the beats, though, are like, that's hard. I hadn't thought about maybe doing something like that. That's that's good, actually. Go you, Raul.
Yeah, Raul. Look at me.
Ooh. I always want to say your name like that, always, because I'm very white.
Well, you did fantastic, let me tell you.
Thank you.
Gee golly.
I can't roll my R's. I don't know if that's...
That's not surprising.
All right. Wait, the jokes are just getting pettier and like, yeah, you are fucking terrible in every way. That is correct. No one will ever love you.
Well, I mean, that's...
You have to put your tongue to the roof of your mouth, and can you even do that?
What?
Like, he has a...
Oh.
He has a thing.
I have a thing.
He has a thing.
Listeners,
it's called a dick in his mouth. Yeah. That was really petty and dumb, but I'm still proud of it.
Can you do that with all the cocky subject? Can
you? Boy.
That was so... That
you
was
really
maybe,
got me.
That was one of the worst jokes I've ever told, but I'm still so excited about it. It was so bro-y and bad, and I love it. Hot
yeah,
damn.
No, I feel really proud of the dumber jokes that I write. Like, I've never written a smart joke, I wouldn't say, but... Don't make a face.
That just sounds so negative and mean and so sad.
Okay. I had to really like stop myself from saying anything at all during.
Well, I mean, if you announce that you were thinking something mean, I feel like that kind of it doesn't count as you being kind. It doesn't. But anyway, I'm not going to ask. Yeah, but like the dumber jokes, the sillier stuff is the stuff that I enjoy way more and, you know, am more proud of.
What do you
even
think
though
your dumb jokes are?
Like the pizza delivery one.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty dumb. I don't know. What else? The ambisextrous.
Yeah, I do like that one a lot, though.
I...
Do you want to say that one for the podcast, or come see it yourself?
I think that's not a dumb joke. That's a clever joke.
I don't think that's dumb either, because I've been in the audience where people were, like, very confused.
We were, you know...
Well,
you
that's did, what I'm going for.
Yeah, you did that show at Winston's. You had a free show recently at Winston's.
You had to explain
that,
it.
And that lady was like, what? What? What's that? After you just did the punchline.
Oh.
All right, yeah, that was...
Yeah, that's stupid.
I mean, I guess I should say it now. I just found out that I'm ambisextrous. What that means is I throw with my left hand... and I fuck dudes. That's the joke. A lot of it, I feel like, is the hand motions.
Yeah.
Because I make the motion of throwing with my left hand, and then I just move my right arm forward and go, and I fuck dudes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know how to handle the amount of people that don't
know
what to
say. Like, you always, I feel like I write... Especially when I first started out, I was writing these jokes, and I was like, all right, is this, like, not clever enough? But then I would tell it and be like, nobody understands what you're talking about. Which may have just been because it was a terrible joke or something, but I feel like part of it was just that I needed to explain it more. Mm-hmm. And that's frustrating.
Yeah.
Will you not do a joke if you feel like people won't get it?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, if I feel like it's just going to completely fall flat, then yeah. But unless I'm working on it.
Because like, I have a joke that Jake thinks is too confusing, but I think that I would still want to do it, probably.
Yeah, I'm not saying don't do it, but I'm saying...
Impossible.
It's...
Or just, like, prepared for it to be quiet after and to move on immediately.
I'm prepared for everything I say for it to be quiet. Okay.
My plan is to get nothing and then walk off in shame.
Can I compliment you on a joke that you have?
Please
don't. Yes, please.
Please, no.
God. I really like the, you have a, I'll say what the premise is.
Okay.
Like how there's, you know, you'll know this if you're a 90s kid.
Yeah.
But you go on to, like, what is it, like 20s and 30s.
Yeah, and how terrible life was back then.
That
yeah.
is a really funny
when people romanticize it.
That's a genius premise. When I heard it, I was like, damn, that's fucking good.
Yes, babe. Mm-hmm. And you're wearing a dress because it's easier joke, but people think it's super classy.
Because
it's very true.
So we'll put on pictures. Yeah, that's the, I like it when you hear something on stage and you're like, god damn it, that's true.
Yeah. If I don't have a dress that's clean, I'm like, I have to fucking wear pants. Like, I hate it.
There's a button and a zipper, and then when you have to go pee, that's a whole nother, ugh.
You're always pulling them up.
Clothing yourself. You don't understand the beauty. Well, you might. I don't know your life. You might look nice in a dress.
I think I would look fantastic in a dress.
Who do you think would look better in a dress? I'm not sure.
Who, what?
I wonder which one of you would look better in a dress.
Well, that's a great... It's me, but that's a great question.
I don't know, man.
I think Jake would look prettier in a wig.
Yeah.
Like a flowing...
Like a blonde, flowing blonde wig?
Yes. Yeah, maybe a red. You look like the biggest weird whore if you had on a long red wig. Like, can you, does anybody else not?
I can picture it. Like, his eyelashes are very long.
Yeah, you've got that nice complexion going on. Yeah, you'd look like
those
a real nice
blue
whore.
Eyes.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm liking this. I would have to shave, though, I feel like, if I was
going to. No, you need to leave that.
Leave.
Oh, no? Okay. All
right. Well, that would be amazing.
Yeah, there's a lot of successful prostitutes that have, like, a stubble beard. Is that
yeah. How many successful prostitutes do you know? How many unsuccessful prostitutes do you know?
Well, I try to, you know.
Well, the people in this room, people. For one.
That would be a sad life, to be a very unsuccessful prostitute. Aww.
Well, to be fair, most prostitutes are not classically successful.
You know, and teach their own, Jake. Don't judge their lifestyle.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Also, they're sex workers now, I should point that out. I made the mistake. They're not prostitutes anymore.
Is that the PC
term? Because that's a loaded,
term?
Yes, they're sex workers.
Okay.
Oh, I apologize. Yep. I apologize to any of our sex worker listeners.
I mean, it's me. I was offended.
I feel like this would be, I would totally be listening to podcasts if I had to, like, fuck people for money. Just to take your mind off of it, right?
I think a lot of sex workers are into comedy podcasts.
Oh, now who's judging? You don't know their lives. Yeah. There's a lot of comedy nerd sex workers.
I said I don't think a lot. Well, I didn't say I don't think any.
I think all of them are. So
okay.
One of us is wrong.
So what's your impression of the scene so far, Jamie? The comedy scene.
Everybody actually.
Do you have an impression of every comedian you've seen so far?
Oh, boy. The only one that I can think of is I Like My Women. Probably because I hear it every week. But, yeah, everybody's so nice. Like, I expected there to be more, I don't know, for people to be more catty or something. But for the most, I mean, there are some people who think that they're, like, hot tits and whatever. But for the most part, though, this guy. And obviously, if you're getting up on a stage to make people laugh, you have a certain expectation of yourself and... But I don't know. For the most part, people are really nice. And, you know, they're the people that everybody likes to shit on.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's all and
you don't
fun.
Have to name names, but
for
I
the
think
most
we
part,
all know.
I think, yeah, that's the one. We're always talking about them. It always happens. Damn you.
Yeah, you hear that, James Schrader? Go fuck yourself.
Get a haircut, you hippie. More shitty jokes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, everybody's in there.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty nice scene. Mm-hmm. You know, not that I mean I don't have anything to compare it to.
I knew some scene kids a couple years ago. They were mostly pieces of shit, so comparatively this is a very nice scene.
Yeah, nobody's listening to As I Lay Dying or anything. It's great.
No one's two-stepping and waving their arms around.
What? Do you understand what scene kids are?
Maybe I don't know what two-stepping. I definitely don't know what two-stepping is. What is two-stepping?
Is that something you would do at, like,
is that
mosh pit
stuff?
Or what
is it? No, that's hardcore kids.
Well, I feel like that's, I would know that. Well, you mean like start the lawnmower? That good stuff?
Could you?
Yeah. Fucking love that.
Could you stand up?
And, you know, those swing kids?
Yeah, those 20s kids, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So. Always.
You know, I have a joke about 20s kids.
Can you tell it to us?
Wait, really?
I guess I'm way more of a scene kid than, and like, Larry, you understand what I just said, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I go to hardcore shows and like mosh, but I've never heard of people describing it.
I thought you were joking, actually.
No, it's an actual thing.
Oh, okay.
And then the way they're fucking, like a helicopter. Like,
when you get a rogue fucking fist to your face.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, good times. The every once in a while, I still use the, like, you're on one leg and you have, like, one out in front of you and your arm out front, because that's, like, if you're on the edge of a mosh pit, that's how you keep from getting, usually, like a hand. But every once in a while, I'll be, like, in a crowd and I instinctively go to that. I'm like, what am I doing with my arm? Like, this is not, no, like, like, 200-pound Mexican man is about to slam into my body. I think I'll be okay. Yeah.
Did you go to shows with mosh pits a lot?
Yeah, those are my favorite. Like,
really? Like what?
Yeah. Let's see here. Ceremony. I don't know if it's a hardcore band. That's probably one of the best shows I ever went to. There was, when I was up in Berkeley, there's a place called the Che Cafe. No, not the Che. Jesus.
That's in
924 Gilman. It's sort of like the same vibe, but like they were involved in a lot of original punk stuff back in the 90s. But so they still, and it's like an all ages venue. So it's just, they bring bands and it's really cool. There's some sweet photos. Crowd surfing. because I'm cool like that. The only time I've ever done it, because I'm way too limmy for that. Like, they're just, I will span across
so much
the
area
pit.
That they have to cover.
Yeah, yeah. Like, the people can't hold me up. I just, like, flail, like, it's no good. But I wanted to do it for that show, and I did it. I'm proud of it.
Nice.
Yeah. Touché Amore, too, you might have heard. No?
No.
Okay. I don't know. They do really good shows. Yeah. Fun stuff.
I haven't really heard of any.
Bouncing
bands Poetry,
I haven't really heard before, but yeah.
I listen to so little music now in my
really?
Life. Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm bad at being a fan of stuff. Because, like, if I mention that I like a band, if someone starts talking to me about that band, like, their discography, I'll be like, I've heard six of their songs.
Yeah, I never know, like, different CDs or records and stuff. I'm really bad about that.
Like, I've been listening to Led Zeppelin, for example, for 10 years, maybe. Mm-hmm. I've probably heard 15 songs by Led
Really?
Zeppelin.
How? What? That's been there. Well, I guess that's not super surprising. Okay, that's like the one of the only bands that I've ever gotten really into because I was in ninth grade and thought it was really cool.
I think everyone had that phase.
Yeah, that the hard
like you
the
discover Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, you're like, oh man, you know, nobody knows music the way I do because I know Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, a quick
question.
Do you
want me to play Stairway to Heaven on my guitar?
Yeah. Jimmy or Robbie? Robert Plant. Jimmy Calloway or Robert Plant.
Jimmy Calloway.
I've never thought about it at all.
Well, you
for
should.
Even a
Let's
second.
Do that now.
Okay. Jimmy.
Good choice.
Mr.
All
Page.
Right. Yeah, that's the one. Mm-hmm. Okay. You have any preference here, Roel?
Mr. Page.
Okay.
Were you expecting a different answer?
No, just as you nod at me after that weird intonation. Have you seen pictures of them? Do you know?
Of Jimmy Calloway? Or
no. We're back to Jimmy Page and Robert Plant. Okay, they're the guitarist.
They were in a band from. In the 70s.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know what they look like, though. I don't know.
Had sex
like.
With some fish, no big deal.
Robert Plant was a very pretty man.
Yeah, but I like Jimmy's hair, like, early.
Yeah,
he's
more
like, DF,
yeah. Yeah.
No, I mean, I picked Jimmy, too, but...
He reminds me of myself in my early years. That's why. I think that's why.
Right, okay.
He knows.
What
super
did you used
skin.
To look
I used
like?
To have huge hair.
Yeah.
Huge hair?
Huge hair.
You used to have long hair.
Yeah,
I was
curly hair, so it was huge hair.
Oh, yeah.
You had an afro?
Yeah. No, that's not a joke. I totally didn't.
I wasn't funny. I didn't think it was a joke.
Oh. Okay.
Did you know Jake used to have very long hair?
Yeah.
No.
He
said... Yeah, you got this smirk on your face.
Right?
Like, you've been waiting the entire podcast to bring this up.
Yeah, I think... She just enjoys the contrast to know.
That's not even what it. No, that's not even what I meant. Just picturing him with very long hair is silly to me, but.
Silly? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Aww.
Yeah. No, I had hair down to like right.
Oh,
listeners
that's...
can't hear this. Halfway down my back.
Did you listen to a lot of metal?
I did.
Oh,
I used
boy.
To. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Good times. I don't know. I just find this very amusing. That's so cute and precious. Look at you.
Yeah, no, there was a time. There was a time in my life before I found the Lord that
yes.
listened to. I listened to a lot of music that I don't think I could stand today.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Where I'm like, oh, boy. I used to be into this, but now it's just confusing
yeah.
and,
oh boy.
And loud. That's how I talk. Oh boy,
you got old.
That's what it literally.
Gee whiz.
This also makes a lot of sense to me because I feel like everybody who used to be really into metal or is now is a big ol' softie. Like they're all really nice, gentle people. And I mean, you're a piece of shit,
yeah,
but
so,
you know.
Exception that proves the
yeah.
rule.
Yeah, yeah, I know. They're all generally like really just like nice, easy old people.
Yeah, no, that's. A good point. People who are still really into metal, like when they get to
they start getting
25,
douchey. I feel like
it's just a weird.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I mean, yeah, but for some reason, punk. Like I always associated punk and metal as being the same type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they were cousins. I always felt like they were.
Yeah, but punk is way, way more socially acceptable to listen to as you grow up.
Yeah, that's true.
That's interesting.
Way more. It's not even close.
Uh huh.
Like, if somebody's in their 30s and they listen to punk, they're like, oh, that guy's still cool. If somebody's in their 30s and they still listen to metal, people are like, oh, you live in your mom's basement? Like, that is, it's the total opposite.
That's kind of, I never really thought about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm blowing your mind right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is a bit I'm going to be trying out, so.
Great. I feel like I need to get back to insulting you, because
this
is getting more into discussion and less into
That's not fun.
Yeah, we need to bring it back.
Yeah. Bring it back.
calls more people cunts.
We did use that word quite a bit.
Yeah.
I don't know if I
possibly the most
cuntiest
ever
podcast ever.
Yeah.
Possibly
the cunsters. You're welcome. You can use that. I won't charge you for that.
We could change the name of the show. I'd be okay with that. I think we've talked enough about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm tired of hearing your disdain about your own idea, Jake.
Oh wait, you hate the name the Punsters?
I don't hate it, but it's not my favorite.
Okay. Yeah. Punsters it is then. There you go.
Yeah. Something more appealing to a wider audience.
Yes. More indicative of a comedy podcast.
Right. Oh god. Could you even put the word cunt in the title of a podcast and have it be on iTunes? I feel like they would take it off.
I don't know their rules, but probably.
Yeah, what is she, an iTunes executive? Come on, Jake.
I was really just throwing that out there. I wasn't like, so Brittany, can you tell me what the rules are? Anyway.
When you cut your hair, did you donate it to Locks of Love?
No.
You bastard.
Yeah, bad mercy.
I think that company's actually not the finest, though. Like, they don't really... I think they sell a lot of that stuff for profit. There are other companies now that... But so, in case you ever go back into a metal phase,
you want to suddenly
not be a soulless piece of shit and throw away your luscious man locks, you know.
I meant to donate it.
Really? Like, you
I had... Because what the guy did is he, like, braided my hair... And then just chopped it off.
Yeah, that's fine.
So I had them. Well, my point is that I had them in a bag.
You had
them?
And
I was like, I'm going to go donate this. I'm going to go donate this soon. And then months went by and I'm like, I'm going
to go. You held on to your hair for months?
That's why I'm like, this is getting really gross. I'm going to just toss this.
Well, yeah, at a certain point, if somebody finds that in your room,
exactly, yeah,
there's no explanation.
Yeah. You murdered someone. Yeah. That is the only explanation.
Yeah, and it's braided, so it just looks like, yeah.
Did you scalp someone? Yeah. Some women could have beautiful wigs of your hair right now.
Yeah, damn it.
Is there a shortage of wigs, though? I mean, how much is hair needed? I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. That's probably a really ignorant thing to say right now.
Yeah, a lot of people think you're really dumb.
As someone wearing a wig, I'm very offended.
Well, I think it's weird to me that it's good to make wigs out of actual hair. Like, it seems like you should want synthetic hair. I don't know why that is.
Because real hair is creepy.
Yeah.
I think it's creepy, too, but I mean, maybe it just doesn't, you can't. Style it or wash it as well or something like that. I don't really.
Yeah, I mean, because they'd probably have to make it out of plastic, right? Or like, I mean,
once you washed your Barbie's hair, it was fucked.
Oh,
after
absolutely.
That.
Right?
So
yeah, absolutely, for sure.
Yeah.
Same with Stretch Armstrong. Sure.
Oh man.
I had a Stretch Armstrong. Did you?
No, I did that. But I had Army Man.
You had what?
Army Man.
Army Men.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you said Army Man.
They don't have one superhero. They don't have like little synthetic hair. They're just like this, you know, solid clump of hair.
I've seen them before.
Yeah. Army Men, you've heard of them?
I remember them from the movie Toy Story.
Yeah.
They were a big part of it.
Yeah, but they were more like G.I. Joes.
Did you guys have a favorite childhood toy? No, they were not. At all?
No, never mind.
Stop talking.
Okay.
Oh, what?
I'm sorry that we were having a conversation.
Excuse me, gentlemen. We're trying to have a talk here, and you seem to be talking.
Let the ladies speak then.
Go on.
The ladies are speaking.
I was asking if you guys had a favorite childhood toy, but I was looking at her, and then you guys kept talking.
She wasn't talking to you. I don't know about favorite, but the one that I can think of were those little ballerinas that you like pulled a cord and then they would always end up in somebody's like eye or on top of a house.
Or like,
you know what I'm
tangled
about?
In your hair.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, that's the that one. Yeah, it was like an issue when those came out.
And they would fly. Yeah.
There was like a rip cord basically, which you could use to practice moshing. And then and these little like styrofoam wing things would
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Those were fun.
I didn't have one of those, huh?
Well, really? I would hope not. It was a fucking ballerina.
His parents but worried about his hair.
They came in different things. Yeah, it wasn't just all ballerinas.
They were all badass.
Yeah, the G.I. Joe one is my... What, that wasn't a thing.
He's spinning gracefully in the air.
Yeah.
It's a helicopter.
I don't know if I had specific toys that I like. I had this kit where you could, like, put... this gel into it and make these rubber
Was it
bug
like
things.
Yeah, I had one of those.
Creepy crawlers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty sick. That's pretty bad. I think it ran out really quickly and then that was it.
Yeah, big waste of,
Never got any more. You know, never got any refills on that.
Easy Bake Ovens were amazing. It seemed like magic.
Really? I felt like I loved them, but I was like, this took 2 hours.
It is a lot of effort. And this is so... You are cooking with a light bulb.
Yeah, and then the payoff was not...
Not that
good. It was so small. Like,
it was like two cookies that were half the size of a
normal cookie.
Yeah, my sister had one of those. But I remember she made a cookie one time, and I'm like, oh, this is amazing.
That was delicious.
They were great.
It came from a packet.
Everything had a particular taste, but it was good.
Was it light bulb flavor?
It tasted like Easy Bake Oven.
Was it filament flavor?
Yeah. It tasted like you were getting cancer, but it was great.
Were you able to afford toys as a child,
Rob? No,
that's
no
what
worries.
I was going to ask.
Well, you see, I would steal them from the swap meet. By the way, did I mention I was at a swap meet today?
Oh, boy.
No.
Holy shit.
How did you make it here on time? Right. Oh, that's right. Oh.
Right, it was 14 hours ago.
But we had a... me and brother, my brother were really into Aliens and Predators, so we had a collection of Aliens and Predators, and we're like, whoa, and we invented the game, Aliens versus Predators.
Was that a voice of an alien or a predator? That we
both of them. Okay. That's what they do when they fight. They're just like, oh! What?
Is that like the Mexican version of Cops and Robbers?
Yes. It is. Aliens and Predators.
Aliens versus
the Lamigos Border Patrol. Predators.
Maybe our most racist podcast.
I'm excited.
Setting a lot of records today.
I loved the pogo stick. Did any of you guys have a pogo stick?
Nothing terrified me. I did not have no strength as a child.
Yeah. Really impractical mode of transportation. In
Indeed.
I mean, I wasn't using it to get around, but it was...
No, that was a joke.
Three at the most.
Really?
Yeah, like
I was
one,
really
two,
good at it.
The fuck.
Yeah, I was really good at it. I liked it a lot.
I never had a pogo stick. I think I had like cousins or something that had a pogo stick. I think you get one pogo. I get one pogo out of it, and then I was like,
pogo.
I was not equipped for that.
Yeah,
I mean, it was too athletic for me. I didn't have the dexterity to handle a pogo stick.
Dexter, you hold on to the thing. There's no... You were using the pogo stick incorrectly. That's what the problem is here.
You were pogoing off the walls.
Boy, if I could get one even off the walls, that'd be pretty impressive.
Oh boy.
Yeah, pogo stick. Was that really your favorite toy as a kid, a pogo stick?
I liked it a lot.
Were you good?
Yeah, I was good.
Oh. Oh, excuse me.
Let me tell you.
Oh, man.
Did you have like a record?
I don't remember what it was, but I remember one day pogoing for a very long time. And I think I was like, I pogoed to 1,000. I don't think that I did.
It's like 15.
No. It was a while. Right. But yeah, I don't think I did.
99, 1,000 or something. You were young enough that it didn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
They called you Mrs. Pogo.
No,
infamous.
Ms. Pogo, excuse you. She's a modern woman.
Mr. Pogo left her after the war.
God.
Sorry for your loss.
Which war? What wars were happening at the time? Well, I guess Desert Storm, right?
The war.
The war? World War One.
Yeah.
The big war.
Yeah, that was.
The Great War.
Historical reference.
Oh yeah, I've heard of World War One, you guys.
No, it was called the war.
Yeah.
And the big war. Yeah, don't nod at me like you're like, yeah, I know, Sweet Cheeks, because I pointed out, you're like, no, like, I hate Jake is the point of this sentence.
That's fair. Now, you tried to compliment me for a second, and I'm like, I immediately went on the defensive, like, no, man, what are you talking about? Not familiar with this sensation. Mm-hmm. Okay, what was that face for? The word sensation?
You saying you're not familiar with this sensation really grossed me out for some reason.
Oh, Jesus.
More like sensation,
those were the first words you said when you lost your virginity?
This is a chocolate dessert targeted for women. Sensation.
Yeah.
It's actually not bad.
Oh, you eat them? They have
Is it
them.
A real thing?
Yeah, it's a real thing.
I didn't know that.
I don't know if it's actually sensation, but it'll be like sinfully delicious.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I've certainly seen that. Like on menus and stuff, there's sinful shit.
No, on TV, on commercial.
I think it's like a Jell-O pudding thing or something. Yeah.
Which is really the most boring kind of sin, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like you could be fucking someone.
Gelatinous desserts generally not the most.
Yeah. What?
Lascivious of.
If you're gonna sin, go big or go home. That's fine.
Yeah.
Like, you're in hell. What are you in here for?
Oh, boy.
That Bill Cosby, he'll rope you in. He is the devil.
You know what? In retrospect, not worth it. Not worth it.
God damn you, pudding pops.
Can anybody do a good Bill Cosby impression?
Like anyone in the world?
No,
not really.
I love them so much.
I feel like if anyone were to do it, it would probably be you.
Because he's the brownest, probably.
Because
that's what this is.
I recently said that I'm always currently doing a half-assed blackface. All the time, my whole life.
Oh, that is incredibly offensive.
Like, you put on the base, but you're like, I'm not.
You know what, fuck it, just, this is enough.
Can you try and do a Bill Cosby impression for us?
Really, are we doing this? Okay, I can't even think of...
Just talk about pudding pops, that's what everybody else does.
That's all this is!
Yeah. Pudding pops.
Right. I like the arms.
Pudding pops. No, I don't know, I can't think of it.
You want to try, Jake?
Go ahead, Jake. You're here.
With the Jell-O pudding.
Oh, that's what it is.
That's
okay,
it.
Now try.
I lost it again. Hello, again.
You lost it?
Yeah.
You have to have it to lose it.
Yeah, I can't do it.
All right.
With the Jell-O pudding.
When the fuck has Bill Cosby ever looked like he was trying to take flight?
When I do any impression, I think that's like, I just always want to, like, there's got to be some kind of arm motion to it.
Oh, man. I don't have any... Do you have any impressions that you do?
You? My name's Jake, everybody! Look at me!
Jake is really the most, dead-eyed stare, like, this is the shit. This is what I fucking put up with every goddamn week. I swear to God.
We do that Jake impression almost every time we hang out with him.
Really?
Yeah, at least once.
I mean, it's so good.
Yeah.
You're really just honoring the skill. You can't be offended.
I'm not offended. It's just so dead on.
It confuses all of our friends. They're like, there's three of Jake? Yeah. What?
How does this...
Can you do any impressions?
No, I can't. I'm trying to think of anything that I could, bullshit right now, but...
You do a Maria Bamford impression?
Cookies are sometimes... Let's go to your answer.
No, that was Yoda.
That's what I thought you were...
Trying to think about what's a Maria. I can never think of another. What's a good Maria Bamford bit? If anyway,
Well, all of her bits are her doing a voice.
Yeah.
Can you do an impression of Maria doing an impression of someone else?
There's the one. I think she's doing an impression of just like a female comic. And
a little meta.
And it's like, hey guys, so we all have periods, right? Isn't it great? I'm a husk. I can't feel my hands. It's one of my favorite things ever.
Yeah, she's a magical lady.
She is. Those voices. Oh, and her Latina voice. What is? Or where she calls in. She says that if you're ever sad and you have anybody to talk to, you should call in to the operator. And she'll be, let's see if I can do this without sounding completely racist. But Maria Bamford would do it, and she's a tiny, very white lady, so how bad can this be? Was it like, so, you don't have any friends you can talk to? No, it's terrible. I'm not doing this. It's a poor choice. I'm sorry for your people, Raul. That was offensive and bad, and let me just go back to bad dick in Jake's mouth jokes, and we'll all be better off.
Yeah, we can edit that out so it just sounds like you called me gay or something.
Yeah, that's what it is. Great.
That'll be better. Do you do any impressions?
No.
I knew Goofy's like a yuck.
A yuck?
A yuck?
A yuck?
There you go. Done.
I could do your pizza joke. It's like a pizza, but stolen.
Stolen.
You don't go that high. That's
stolen. Yeah, no, that's
this
not
is a little too specific, I think, for the audience.
Nobody knows the fuck is going on.
Not only is it it's an impression of you, but it's you saying one very specific word from your act.
Yeah.
It's really for no one.
Jake, your impression, go.
I don't know.
You want to do your Jeff Bilodeau impression again? Because that was so great.
Okay. So I'm just being a kid, I'm just being a kid. Now, that's it. Here's the thing. There's a story that goes along with that. I did that impression one time. And Raul lost his shit. He was like, that was amazing. That was so good. I can't believe, he actually put his hands on his head like this, what?
Away
he needed blinders. Yeah. He had to.
It was just like, I can't believe this is happening. Huh. So that gave me, I'm like, oh, it must be really good. And now, I don't know if it was a practical joke or something that you were playing on me.
Yeah, I don't, we if never so, got to the bottom of this.
If so, I mean, well done. That's a great, that is a great, I just got to tip my hat to you on that one. But maybe I just did it really great one time and then that was it and then it was lost.
And you did it on stage in front of Jeff and he was not impressed, correct?
No, he wasn't there when I did it.
Oh, okay.
I have done it to him and he just kind of, I mean, I don't know what reaction I'd be looking for with Jeff. Like, he's going to be like, whoa, that was great.
Yeah.
He's just like,
such an animated guy.
He's did like, you, oh, I told that joke one time.
Did you tell him it was great because he really thought that or were you?
It's a little bit of a half because either way it was a win-win situation. It was either like, you know, like either, because he did do it really good one time. I was like, oh shit. And then he kept doing it and he kept like diminishing returns. And so I was like, either way, this is going to go great, I think. And so I wanted to see him do it at the workshop.
I do not think you planned it out like that. No, bullshit.
Like I said, like it started off really good. And so, but as it kept going, it like kind of diminished a little bit. So.
Well, I can do it for him when he's on the show next week.
I don't know.
I'm not going to.
Probably seems like a bad choice.
Yeah.
You should probably do it then.
I mean, what's definitely going to happen is they're going to bring it up and make me do it. So
yeah.
I really don't have any say in the matter.
Use a lot of words like condescending.
Yeah. We don't need to. We've talked about that so much on this show at this point.
Not with Jeff around. But anyway, that's for another time. No, Jamie, do you have anything to plug?
Yeah, the 22nd at Second Wind, I will be opening for 4 minutes, I believe.
Awesome.
It'll be 4 minutes of amazing, if you know what I mean.
Also, yeah. Second Wind?
Mm-hmm.
Genuine Class? That's going to be a monthly...
Yes, Genuine Class, that show that I've been working on for weeks now and that I'm really excited about.
And you totally did not forget about.
Absolutely not. let's hear that. The first show... We'll
have already happened.
Yeah, that will be on the 9th. But it's a monthly show. It is the... it's the first Thursday of every month.
I'm really looking forward to
that. At Whistle's Top. I need to double check that too. Is the night the second Thursday of every month?
Second Thursday of every month?
Yes, it's a really fun skit and comics combination. It's we're some clever people, or we're going to pretend to be so.
Yeah,
that's good to watch. You can make fun of us.
Yeah, it'll probably be good, right?
Probably.
There's a chance.
I mean, I'm in it, and amazing.
But there's also other good
people. I mean, I'm amazing to look at, so there's that at least, you know, be sweet.
Well.
That was a break. Oh, there it is. Yeah. That's
right. The only reason. Anybody else have any plugins?
Plugins?
What an idiot.
What an idiot. Who would say that? Yes, I should mention that I'm actually now the sole... proprietor of Space Bar, and
you own the Space
Bar. Yeah, I pretty much own the Space Bar.
Space Bar,
like on every keyboard ever. You own all of them.
All Space Bars and every keyboard.
You think you'd be extremely wealthy?
You would think so.
You would think you would not need to be going to swap meet. Mm-hmm.
So I do have monopoly on the venue Space Bar now. So every Friday, come out to the shows that I'll be creating and showcasing and whatever. I guess I don't know how to explain this. But,
producing?
Producing, yeah. That's the word.
There we go, I got a word.
Holy shit, okay. So I come out every Friday. For the first Friday will be Dustin, and then every Friday will be me. I'll have some good-ass comics and come out to support. For example, the 17th will be the first produced show by me. Jake will be on there, so come out to take a look at him in his wacky shirts.
And, I will be wearing this shirt on that day.
Yeah. Oh, you mean Jake, the guy with the weird, shitty shirts? Yeah, him.
Yeah.
That's him. That's Jake's sweet pants, hideous shirt, and t-shirt.
Boy, that is a really mouthful of a nickname, but I'm on board
good.
With it.
That's good.
It's better than Jake from Snoop.
Not the only mouthful in this room, if you know what I'm talking. Dicks in your mouth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. More dick jokes.
You're fucking gay.
Yeah, that's the one.
Jake? Do you have any plugins?
Okay, I'm going to be on that thing you just said about that I was going to do.
Okay.
And that'll probably be it. Also, I guess...
Twitter, Facebook.
Yeah.
Do it. You got to plug that in.
You got okay. The name of the show is The Punsters, so Punsters. I think you can figure it out from there how to find us on Twitter and Facebook. And if you can't, we don't want you.
Mm-hmm. Well, on Twitter, it's the underscore punsters.
Yes, follow us at Twitter, the underscore punsters. Search us on Facebook, the punsters. And I think that's about it.
We need to really tighten up our wrap-ups. Cause we're like,
they're always so long. So long.
We go like, okay, I guess we're winding down. And then 15 minutes later, we're like, all right, have
and
a great life.
This isn't helping Jake, by the way, you explaining this to other people.
This is a note for next time.
Okay.
This one's already fucked. Okay, we're done.
Thank you. Well, I've been Rebel Zambrano.
I'm Brittany Hirsbrand.
I'm Jake Disharoon.
Thank you to our guest, Jamie Gamblin.
You're welcome. Thanks for that. I mean, so
it was a lot of fun.
Mostly me.
Yeah.
Totally also, you. We're racist to him, so.
That's true. So it needed to be said.
All right, you guys, I think that's about it. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Have a great one.